Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Rob just got back from Comic-Con. He was in such a rush to get here that he didn't have time to take off his Chewbacca costume. What? That's not a costume? Oh dear. Here's the show.
Well, I've gotten Greek Warrior before, Chuck. I've never gotten Chewbacca, but thank you. Welcome to the Metal Injection livecast. We are here. I am barely awake.
Rob, you don't get Chewbacca. You give Chewbacca.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to chew on. What?
No. You are the Chewbacca that someone else gets.
Oh, I get it now.
You don't get Chewbacca.
I gotcha.
Thank you.
Very clever.
Thank you.
It's another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast, a Columbus Day weekend addiction.
Addiction? It is an addiction.
I don't even count. I don't have tomorrow off.
Me
so
neither. It's because
yeah.
We work in radio. We work
bullshit.
In entertainment.
Yeah.
It is a federal holiday, right?
Yeah,
like, there's no mail.
I'm not going to work.
Yeah.
Quick, spell Columbus, Rob.
Columbus.
Good job.
Thank
spell
you.
Day.
D-E-Y?
Like Susan Day from the Partridge Family.
Yeah, you weren't specific. You weren't specific.
Well, that's why I added it at the end to make you correct.
Yeah. Darren's not in studio. He had to. He couldn't make it today. It's just the three of us.
And we're very sad about it.
Yeah, but if we're looking for a fourth mic. So if you want to be our fourth mic, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
It helps.
Sid, you're bumped
mic.
Up to it's a third mic.
Oh,
today.
What? So I was always bottom mic. Oh. All right.
So who's gonna be your co-host, me or Sid?
Bruno.
Well, you're second mic, Noah. We're going in counterclockwise order, or is this clockwise?
Actually,
no,
on
counter.
The board, I'm one.
Yeah,
Sid is two. You're three. Darren's four.
Unbelievable.
Second mic in the house. What's up?
Yeah, so I just got back from Comic-Con. My legs, boy, are my legs tight. No, they really are. We had a booth with, there were seats.
How many days were you there for?
Well, I was there of all of us. It was we had a booth with the Metal Sucks guys and this artist. We know Vertebrae 33, our friend Rodney, and they were there the most because I was actually at home running the website. But it was a Wednesday, it was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I was there all day Saturday and today, except for Loadout. I got out of that because I had a very important duty to do the show.
Right.
And Thursday and Friday, I came like in the middle of the day. But Frank was there the whole time as Matt, Axel and Vince were there the whole time as well.
Did they dress up as anything?
No. The trick is we blasted Metallica nonstop all weekend, which... I don't know if
did
you guys
we get
know this.
Permission for that?
No, we just brought amps and blasted it. I mean, we weren't rude about it. It's not like we were blasting it throughout the whole venue. It was just like...
But did you have Metallica's permission to use their music?
We did not have Metallica's permission, but we were getting people into the Metallica.
It was like a magnet.
It totally worked. And from what Axel and Vince have told me, because they've done it a few years before us, is they've already tried like, oh, let's throw on some Slayer maybe or Megadeth. The only thing that gets a reaction is Metallica. That's what gets people like, it's people
of
like,
the
whoa.
Three things that you have tried.
Well, like of the mainstream metal that, you know, that's out there. Like people aren't going to
know
what Pig Destroyer is.
You know what
people.
Probably would have gotten the best reaction of anything you could have played? Rush. The nerds love Rush.
It's true.
That would have been.
No, people love the Metallica. And like, I feel like in a way we were like repping for metal at the Comic-Con because people were like, I knew I'd find the metal booth. We're like, yeah, that's us. Now buy a shirt.
Did they?
Yeah. There was a lot of
how
shirt purchases.
What was the take?
Millions and millions of dollars. I'm not going to disclose financials.
Who sold more shirts, your Metal Sucks?
Oh, Metal Sucks, definitely.
Really?
Cause, well, they have a bit more experience. Like, we just had the shirts that we have on our store. They created two shirts specifically for the Comic-Con audience. Like, there was one with Chewbacca pulling out the arms of Luke Skywalker. And it just said Metal Sucks. And then that sold out.
Pulling out, you mean like ripping them off his body?
Ripping them off his body, yep.
Okay. So pulling off more
pulling
than pulling
off.
Out.
Sure.
He's pulling something else out later.
Pulling
on.
Out the arms out of the sockets. Aren't they in sockets?
You said out twice.
Pulling the arms out of the sockets.
There you go.
Stop making me think, Sid. I've had a long day.
Rob's been working all day, Sid.
Yeah, well, he's been working part of the day. Whenever he actually ended up getting there.
No, and I got there. Working, I got there on time.
And
today.
What does working entail? Just sitting there.
Did you have to scream out
sometimes.
Soda and water?
I was screaming out $10 shirts.
That's it? That's all you charge?
Yep. Yeah, everyone was charging like $20-$25. We were the cheap
ones.
Well,
the people that had shirts the people wanted were charging $20-$25.
People were like super excited on the shirts. It was crazy. Like people, we got a good amount of traffic of people like buying shirts who probably never heard of metal just because, oh, that looks so cool. I'll take it.
Jeez.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking suckers.
So then what was
people
the
are just there to spend money.
What was the purpose of having a booth? Just to sell merch?
To sell merch, to raise awareness for the site.
Cause of metal.
The cause of metal. Yeah, like there's a lot of people.
Signings?
Yeah, we did have signings. We had Dave Windorf of Monster Magnet, the frontman of Monster Magnet. He was there on Friday. I wasn't there on Friday for that, but I heard he was trying to get Axl Rose laid.
Axl Rose or Axl Rosenberg?
Axl Rosenberg, I'm sorry.
I think Axl Rose needs his fucking help.
Yeah, he doesn't need his help.
Was the most popular saying the day that it was the Monster Magnet guy there as people came up to him like, whoa, I remember you guys. You guys are still around?
Yeah.
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
I liked Monster Magnet. Yeah. I didn't realize they were still around either.
They're about to put out a new album.
All right, good for them. What label?
Napalm Records.
Oh. That's a thing?
That is the label, yeah.
Is that their label that they just started because no one else would? Kind of a thing?
No, it's a...
They should just release Dopes to Infinity. It's
all
European.
Right. It started in Europe. Yeah, there's a U.S. office, I believe.
Where
I don't know.
Have you visited?
Jersey, no.
I guess that makes sense.
And then we had Frankie Bello of Anthrax on Saturday afternoon, and I was there, and he honestly couldn't have been more nice and more of a cool dude. Totally just a regular working class rock star.
Did people keep coming up to him asking where Scott Ian was?
No, Sid. No, people were super excited. There was a line around like our booth area. It was in like sections. It was like around the block, sort of.
Oh.
For the entire 2 hours of the signing, there was
for
a constant
Frankie
Bello? Flow. Yeah.
What about for the Monster Magnet guy?
Monster Magnet, not as intense of a flow, but for... And also Saturday was the bigger day in terms of...
Was it open to the public during the week, like on the weekdays?
Yeah, yeah. You have to buy a ticket, which is crazy to me. It's like $40 a day
just
to go
there and spend money.
And buy... Well, there's also panels and like screenings and
Did
stuff.
Did you attend any panel screenings?
No. I like walked around a little bit and kept finding wrestlers.
Like wrestlers? Yeah.
It was always like I was, let's see, who did I run? Sergeant Slaughter was because someone told me, oh, Sergeant Slaughter's here. And he's like, right over there, man. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go over there. And then I saw it was a $20 photo. I'm like, I am not.
$20?
$20
Wait,
for a photo.
Do
with
they
him.
Develop the photo for you and frame it?
No. $20 for you to take a photo of him with you.
A selfie.
Well, like, your friend could take it for you, or the guy behind you.
Most of these people don't have friends.
Well, he was nice about it. Like, he shook their hand, he put him in a headlock, whatever, for $20. And he was totally shilling the G.I. Joe brand. Like, oh, I've seen a G.I. Joe, real American hero.
Is that still a thing, G.I. Joe?
There was a movie. I don't know if you saw it.
There's a lot of that going on at Comic-Con. Oh, is that still a thing? Oh, you're still a thing? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So then, yeah, I decided I took a little selfie with Sergeant Slaughter in the lower corner. Then as Comic-Con was ending, I was leaving, and there's like a mass rush at the front door. And I see standing there Greg the Hammer Valentine, the best washed-up, like such a sad guy because he's so broke. And like,
how'd you even recognize him?
You can't miss him. You can't. You really can't. And then I look over, and right next to him is his former tag team partner, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And I took that's my second selfie. It was very dark. It was nighttime. And then Hacksaw Jim Duggan was right next to us. Hacksaw Jim Duggan was the life of the party, constantly getting everyone around him to go, ho!
I loved Hacksaw. Was he cool?
He was very. I mean, I didn't talk to him.
Was Roddy Piper there too?
I didn't see Roddy Piper there. No. I saw Tito Santana walking up the block. I considered asking him for a photo, but
wait, outside of the place?
Leaving, like he probably just had a signing and he was done with it.
Maybe he was just lingering.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you see X-Pac?
No, those were the only guys I saw, and I guess Jerry Lawler was there. We met some fans. Fans were cool. Some very weird people came up to our booth. Some very nice.
Comic-Con?
Most of the people were very nice and very friendly and very cool, and it was a very positive vibe throughout. It wasn't like there weren't like really that many dicks, but every once in a while, this one guy was like, "You guys know the booth with this shirt? It's like Darth Vader and like Doctor Doom and Khan, and they're all like standing there, and Khan is like sitting, and like he went on for like 5 minutes, and we're like, what? Yeah, like." I bought this shirt, man, but he didn't have it at the time, so he gave me this ticket, and I have to go find. I'm really high, man.
Well, he saw you, and he's like, "This guy'll know."
Oh, he'll know. Yeah. We're like, no, we don't know.
You should have been like, "Yeah, here's the shirt, here, but you have to pay me again," and then just sell him a Metal Injection shirt.
And I even know. Brian Posehn walked by our booth, and he said hello to us, which was really cool. And then we were like, we were just talking. It was a very casual thing. It's not a business thing. But we were like, "Oh, do you want a shirt?" And he's like, "Oh, do you have big boy sizes?" And we're like, "Yeah, we go up to 2X. He's
like, "You should have just been like, look at me. Come on."
And he's like, "Oh, well, I'm a 3X. We didn't have any 3X.
How can you go
so
to Comic-Con without 3X? Yeah,
really?
Yeah, no, I know. Well, we came with 2X.
I bet the Metal Sucks guys had 3X.
No, none of us had 3X.
Oh.
Metal Sucks guys together could fit into a 3X. That would be cute. They should do that for next year.
It should be their Halloween costume.
Yeah. Just shirtless underneath. Just rubbing man tit
just
on.
3X? What's the shirt?
I don't care. That's not what it's about for me, man. You
fair
can
enough.
Design the shirt.
Fair enough.
I just want to see them rubbing up against each other.
Also, another highlight of the con is waiting in line in the men's room. The only time you will ever wait in line in the men's room is at a comic convention.
Really?
Because usually it's the women.
Sporting events? Concerts?
Sporting events.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Metal
concerts?
Shows?
No, I don't know.
What?
Metal shows, there's always a line for the dudes, and the girls' bathroom is always empty.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Try that again, Rob.
So,
3, 2, 1.
Was I at a metal show or what? The line for the men's room, but it's always fun having a guy in like full spandex ahead of you, and then all the urinals are clearing up, and then he's just like, "Oh no, go right ahead. I need to use the stall because I need to get out of this."
Oh, because it's like a cat suit.
Yeah, because like how are they? They're not going to pee, and they're not. They'd have to get naked.
And then the whole suit's rubbing against the men's room floor.
Too many form-fitting outfits. Like not enough cups. Too much.
Dick outlines.
Dick outlines, ass outlines, titty out, like everything. Like
well,
too many.
Titty outlines I'm okay with, ass outlines I'm okay with. The dick outlines, like just wear some underpants.
I don't understand that at all. Like why would you not wear underpants for that?
Maybe
or just some sort of restriction.
They're maybe they're cruising.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why I let you get past them in the line of the men's
I use the urinal, buddy.
Well.
I hear that's a thing, like spandex fetish. It's like
everything.
People at Comic-Con have all sorts of weird fetishes.
Yeah.
I feel, and that's like their place to gather.
Furries? Were there furries there?
There wasn't a booth. I don't know.
Any bronies?
Yeah.
Definitely. El Deuterino in the chat asks if Rob fingered a Powerpuff Girl in public. Not in public. No.
Those still exist.
Powerpuff Girls?
Once again, the refrain of the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Is that still
I did pass like a sign that says Mighty Morphin Power Rangers celebrating 20 years. I was like, fuck, I remember when that started.
Yeah.
How has it been 20 years already? That's insane.
It hasn't been. We forgot all about it. Just like Comic-Con, it's a thing.
Yeah. There was breaks during those 20 years. It hasn't been 20 years consecutive, I don't think.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
Don't give them that much credit.
Were the actual Power Rangers there at the booth? Like,
there was just like a giant sign.
They were outside with Tito Santana looking for a badge. Couldn't get in.
Super Nintendo Chalmers asks, did Rob cosplay as a rack of ribs?
Oh, my God.
That would be a good one.
Eat yourself.
Virgil stories. No, we talked about this. I did not run into Virgil. I saw him briefly, but I couldn't follow him around and annoy him.
You threw him into the ropes and gave him an elbow?
Yes.
When you went about your day.
Was Virgil in spandex?
Virgil was in, like, tracksuit bottoms and then, like, a T-shirt tucked into his tracksuit bottoms.
Is it a Virgil T-shirt?
There's no Virgil T-shirt.
No.
I don't think there was ever a Virgil. I wasn't looking, but I've heard he has a huge dick.
Where have you heard that?
That, like, the wrestling website. Like, not
which
the website.
Wrestling
like,
website talks about dick
sheet.
Size?
Oh, there's a, you know, wrestlerdicksize.com.
Yes, all right.
You've never been?
No.
No, that's not a thing. But, yeah, Frankie Bello, I got to say again, like.
Speaking of wrestler dick size.
Super professional. Super cool. Like, such a great guy. He was so nice with everybody. Like, took a few minutes with everyone to like talk to them and like really get to know them for the like brief signing that they had, and was so patient. It was really cool. Like, I feel like I wouldn't have had the patience he had if I was in his shoes.
Did you get him coffee?
He brought his own. That's how pro he is.
He's always tweeting about coffee. He's obsessed with coffee.
He had a giant iced, like a giant jug, like a 30-ounce McCafe iced coffee.
Oh God. He's into coffee and he gets McDonald's coffee?
Well, I'm sure it was just like the first thing he found or whatever.
No, he has like very highbrow taste when it comes to coffee. That's all he tweets about. So are you sure it was McDonald's coffee?
Yeah. It was like one of those giant...
No,
I mean,
you should tweet at him and accuse him of being spotted.
To be fair, like the Javits Center isn't like a gentrified area. It's like barren. The McDonald's a block away.
But
it's the only thing there.
He's not like...
He lives around here.
Yeah, like
he fill up a fucking thermos.
He got on the train, he came over here, and then he fucking did the signing. That was the first thing. He just needed energy. Stop judging him.
I'm judging
and
you
also,
for not being a good producer of your booth and having gourmet coffee for him for his work.
Okay.
I agree with Noah.
We honestly didn't have anything for him. He was signing pieces of paper.
What did Dave Windorf drink? Is that his name? Did I get it right?
Yeah. Well, he brought his own posters. Like, usually
it was
like,
a Monster Energy drink.
Usually I feel like the labels provide them with, like, marketing material for their latest album or whatever. But
what label is Anthrax on now?
They're on Megaforce, which is, like, distributed by Sony.
That's still a thing?
I came back, yeah.
Anything that's mentioned now, I'm just going to – it's usually appropriate, so I'm just going to keep doing that. Do we have a phone number? Is that still a thing?
We do have a phone number. It is still a thing. The number is 646-929-1357. I almost started giving away my phone number.
So I looked up a picture of Greg Valentine.
Yeah, Greg the Hammer Valentine. Yeah,
and he is what I imagine Carol to look like.
Oh, well, yeah. Except his head is more brick-like. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is an old photo, I think.
Yeah.
That he's still. That's like him in his prime.
That's that's him in his prime, yeah. Noah.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks way more leathery now.
Yeah. So you might want to check again.
Let's see any other highlights from Comic-Con. I guess that's basically.
No highlights from Comic-Con.
It was fun. It was fun meeting people, hanging out. Seeing some of the cosplay stuff.
Sentence I've never said. It's fun meeting people.
I know.
Never
must be terrible.
Sentence, other than just now, repeating you.
Did people recognize you from Metal Injection?
Yeah, I got a few. I got some serious recognition, which is cool.
I doubt.
Yeah, there were definitely Metal Injection fans that were like, "Whoa, yeah, I definitely have to buy a shirt. I was looking for you guys."
Did they?
Yeah, we sold a bunch of shirts.
Halfway through, did you think about marking up the price since they were selling?
Yeah, because I didn't realize that everyone else is selling shirts for
that's
twice as much.
That's probably why they were buying.
But as the Metal Sucks guy said to me, that was like part of the draw for the metal stuff, because it's, you know, it's not exactly targeted for the Comic-Con crowd. So it's like, oh, $10, we'll take it. That's a deal. Let's do it.
Metal Injection. We'll take it.
Campion asks, was there anyone cosplaying as Rob? Oh, there were plenty of 6'4" doofuses walking around.
Oh.
Hey, take that, Rob. Wait a minute.
Food on their clothing.
Eating ribs.
I did see Sean, because Sean was working for True TV, and he got me interviewed by the True TV people, so I might be probably on the website. They were just asking. They were like asking me like which superhero was cooler, and they went through a list of like
on one of those like
Spider-Man versus Superman. Oh, that would be weird.
Investigate.
Yeah, but it was all right. Maybe I'll be famous now. Probably not.
What kind of food did the Javits Center offer?
I don't know because I never ate at the Javits Center. Everything is so overpriced. That was the trade-off.
How do you know
like,
it's overpriced if you don't even know what they had?
Yeah, did
well,
you walk by
like
the...
when I would walk by like the any of the concessions, there were a bunch, but I didn't see any food concessions, but like the soda was like $4 for a soda. So it's like,
when I was in Dallas at the truck trade show, they had the grossest food first of all, but like they had this like ham, it was like a pork chop in between two slices of bread in a bag. For like
in
$8.
A bag?
Yeah, they like it's a sandwich in a bag.
Like so, it's pre-made, not made on site, and it's just been hanging out.
It's just like this greasy sandwich in the bag.
No, I guess for truckers they'll go for that. But yeah, that seems like is it a breaded pork chop? Not breaded.
It was just like a piece of meat in between the
no sauce.
Yeah, they had some
gross
food trucks outside, but.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could do that.
I was the designated sandwich fetcher. Sandwich.
You were the gopher?
Yeah, well, you know, since I was coming late every day, I was like, oh, I'll bring everyone sandwiches.
That's nice of you.
And so we ate that most of the time. Then today, someone left a Chinese delivery menu at our booth. And we're like, what? All right, well, let's see how far this place is. And then we were like, oh, hi, do you deliver to the Javits Center? And they're like, yeah, what booth? And we're like, what? You'll come inside? They're like, yeah, of course. And they brought it to our booth.
That's awesome.
It was great.
How much did you tip?
$10 we gave them.
Nice. For the four of you? Or?
It was like a $40 bill, and we gave them $10.
Nice. What'd you get?
I got a chicken shrimp with like vegetables or whatever, and fried rice.
What did Frank have?
Frank
have
had the mixed
option?
Vegetables with fried rice.
And the boring fried rice.
Yeah, well, there's no meat in the fried rice.
But I'd figure him for a brown rice.
That wasn't an option. He was actually searching for
bummed?
The brown. He was bummed.
So he went with fried over white.
Yeah, that was. I didn't understand that either, but I wasn't questioning it.
Could you call him up right now and we can get to the bottom of this, why he went fried over white?
While you're still loading out of Comic-Con. While I ditched you guys to sit around with my friends.
He would be so pissed off.
Come on.
It would be so funny.
No.
Don't they boil the rice in chicken stock, though?
What?
Is he aware of that?
We should call him up right now. You ask him that, and before he even answers, we hang up on him. Like, your vegan ex is busted, and then click. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Let's see. Any interesting, weird people? What were they interesting, weird? Nothing. Nothing too much.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's basically Comic-Con in a nutshell, you guys. Yeah, it was fun. It's completely harmless, and like people were
what
like,
"What harm would there be?"
It's a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Cut you with their?
Well, just like you were saying, like you know, dressing up and going dressed as a superhero is stupid. I don't think it's stupid. I think it's fun.
When did I say that?
You were saying cosplay was ridiculous earlier.
Did I?
Yeah, something to that effect. No?
No?
Okay, good.
I think maybe you were thinking.
You were like, that's a sentence I've never said.
The sentence I never said was meeting people is nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he said.
My bad.
It doesn't matter what they're wearing.
On Saturday, I was driving to my guitar lesson, and I always take Ocean Parkway. So there's like a lot of Jews and stuff on their way to shul. And there was a group of kids dressed up as Thor. Crossing the street, and like the girls were just wearing bodysuits, but they were a little heavy set. And
how
like,
old were these kids? Like, would you say?
I would say maybe like 16, 17.
Okay. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls were wearing bodysuits with like fishnets, and like since they were heavy set, they had really big boobies. And
as I said, I'm into it.
And like the Orthodox people were just kind of like, I don't know, they were like shaking.
What the hell? The Gentiles are allowed to have their own Purim. It's okay.
That's true, but it was...
them that. Sorry, they're not in blackface.
Yeah.
But it maybe was, that was the offensive funny part about it for the Jews.
Why are you dressing like white people? That makes no sense.
Some more comments from the chat. Super Nintendo Chalmers in regards to me being on True TV. Rob's footage will be used on the next Catching Bigfoot. Guys. And then in regards to Noah talking about the pork sandwich in a plastic bag.
Sandwich in a bag.
Super Nintendo Chalmers writes, I thought Noah likes pieces of meat. And
she
then Pab Rasbani
but
says,
but she doesn't like them wrapped up.
She never gets the meat.
No.
Which I don't think is the exact quote, but well.
I said, no, it was never eat the meat. Since Darren and I are here, we don't have the drop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I said, I never eat the meat. Which yeah. I don't know why I would say that. What was I talking
maybe
about?
Maybe you were like, oh, hey everyone, I'm Frank. I never eat the meat.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But apparently he eats fried rice.
Yeah, what the, I don't even.
I'm very disillusioned.
What is the controversy?
Well, he's not.
It's the least healthy rice option.
It's not about the health.
Yeah, it's not about health. Like, he's not being health conscious. He just doesn't want to eat animals.
But I thought part of it was because of health, no?
I mean, he is now being, like, more health conscious, but it's not like a strict diet.
He's more
diet.
Aware of his mortality now. So he's trying
I want to call him up. I want to know why he went with the fried rice. I really want to know. Come on.
No.
Why not? What would happen? What would be so bad? Are
Rob
you just afraid he won't
friend.
Pick up?
I am not going to call him right
just
now.
Just afraid
no.
he won't pick up?
Yeah, that's it.
Call one of the Metal Sucks guys. Let's get their opinion on this. We have round-the-clock coverage.
No!
Fried rice gate. We can do this like 24-hour news cycle. Somebody's on location. We got people in the studio.
Call
we've
his sister.
Got
do like a character analysis.
Yeah, we got the situation room. We got a big touch screen going on.
Did all you see that new Fox studio? Yeah, like how they, it just looks absurd.
The news deck? Is that what they're calling it? The news
yeah.
deck?
Yeah, Fox deck? Has like a new studio for their cable channel. And it's basically
for
like
Shepard
these oversized like 100-inch TVs that are tablets. And there are people on there like searching for news. And there's like the demo is just so ridiculous because it's like, this is how we're going to bring the news to you better. Like, for example, I can move this photo here, and then this photo here. Like, this, well, okay.
And you've got tweets here.
And yeah,
verifying.
Like, yeah, and as you can see, your tweets, your comments are
how
coming in
news?
Real time.
Tweets
like,
are not news.
Yeah, what? Great.
They're basically saying, hey, yeah, our guess is as good as yours, so you really don't need us.
I feel with that live tweet thing, obviously it's moderated, but it would be great if it wasn't, and then, like.
Yeah.
You could just tweet them dick pics
yeah.
for their news dick.
What?
News Dick.
News Dick is a whole different show.
I would much rather watch that one.
It's just tweets, and the screen is like a penis, and then the tweets are just projected onto the side of a penis. Rob, how do you feel about that?
I'm sorry.
News Dick?
News Dick? Yeah. Penis? No.
All right, fine. And they're not all great ideas. I throw them out there and we see what
to
happens.
To be honest, I blacked out for a second.
You were
what
so
were
excited
you
by
at?
The idea.
You were thinking about the sandwich in the bag, weren't you?
Like, yeah, it's marinated.
Can we get a picture of the sandwich in a bag? I want to see, like, how appetizing it looks like. I know there's individually wrapped pickles you can buy, which seems shady to me. But I've never heard of this sandwich in a bag phenomenon.
Meanwhile, I just want to read this one news blip. Ohio police responding to reports of a drunken driver who nearly swiped a pedestrian had to chase the man for a few minutes from a McDonald's drive-thru because he wanted to buy enough time to eat his Big Mac.
Nice. That's a pretty good endorsement for McDonald's right there. And so I guess you got away,
Ron? Yeah, here I am.
You made it to Comic-Con, so it works. All the way from Ohio. I don't know why you were in Ohio to begin with. But, all right, have fun.
I'm having a hard time finding a picture of my sandwich.
Does anyone in the chat have a picture of meat in a bag they'd like to send us?
Have you tried meat in a bag? No.
Damn it.
Nothing?
No, I'm not finding it.
Maybe this is just a dream you had.
No, it's a real thing. And they always give it out at the truck shows.
Like, you don't even have to pay for this? It's just somebody shows
no,
up
well,
with
you do
bagged
have to pay
sandwiches
for
some people? Seems shady to me. So it wasn't a hot sandwich? It was like room temperature?
No, it was hot, but they just give it in the bag.
So they make it there and then put it in a bag and that's how they sell it to you?
I'm not sure, Sid.
This makes all the difference in the world.
But it's a soggy, like it's soggy because of all like the condensation that happens in the bag by the time you go to your seat and eat it.
Wow.
Pretty gross. It like it already starts digesting itself for you, so it becomes mush.
That's a waste of money then.
Yeah.
You were saying you went to see Gravity and something
happened. Speaking of waste of money.
Oh.
Oh, so Sid went to see Gravity too.
Yeah. I thought
and
it was good.
My review of it is, if you don't go see it in 3D, just don't go see it at all. So Jake and I got really, really stoned in the parking lot. We got our tickets. And for 3D, it came out to $37. And I hate that, like, now in movie theaters, if you get there before showtime...
Well, it's a trick. You have to show up early so you get a good seat.
Right, especially for IMAX. Like, you don't want to sit, like, over to the side. So we got there maybe 10 minutes before the movie was supposed to start. And, like, they force you to watch these absurd commercials, like, ridiculous, stupid commercials, and they're so loud. And I was getting so aggravated that it was killing my high. And it was so annoying. And then, okay, so the movie starts. And we have this couple sitting next to us. It's like this really disheveled woman. She's got like cottage cheese legs and like she's wearing shorts and like her hair is up in a high ponytail but off to the side.
As I said, I'm into it.
Well, she was like in her 50s, but she looked like what she would have dressed like in the 80s.
Well, this you clarify where you were when you were seeing this.
Oh, I was in Maryland.
There we go.
So it was her and her husband or boyfriend, but they were so loud. Like, they were chewing their food really loud and like
what were they eating?
Popcorn.
Okay.
And every time something happened on the screen, like for example, like at the end there was like the image of the frog and he's like, oh, it's a frog.
Did you just ruin the movie for me?
They just like they kept pointing obvious things out. Like, oh no, the space junk is coming at them.
Wait a minute, they're in space?
Yeah, exactly. They kept saying stuff like that, and it's like, shut the fuck up.
Hey, is that the old Batman? That George Clooney fella?
I hate people's etiquette. Like, I can't stand people. I am never going to see a movie in theaters again. That's why I don't go see them.
You just gotta wait enough weeks till the theater's empty.
That's true, but my time with him is limited.
Oh, so you spent it seeing a movie and not fucking?
Well, I mean, we do stuff
in between.
You gotta
take a break.
Yeah, I need to, like, recharge.
You said you smoked weed in the parking lot. That's the break, and then you go back to his place and fuck someone. I don't understand. The movie will still be there.
I feel like those two have no problems in that area. Am I right, Noah? Am I right?
High five. All right, I thought you two would high five each other.
They don't know.
I just gave it away, just like the frog at the end of the movie. Which I forgot about until you even mentioned it. No, I mean, there being a frog could sort of tell you something, if you think about it.
I don't want to think about it. Stop ruining this movie for me. I want to go into it not knowing anything.
No one can hear you ribbit.
I thought the story that they incorporated into it was really stupid.
They tried to force a little too much sentimentality and spirituality into it, but I thought... Despite that, it was pretty damn intense.
The imagery was great, and like when she like flung into.
Dear God, shut the hell up!
Just go away.
I don't want to know anything about this movie.
Do you know what gravity is? Can we talk about the existence of gravity?
No, I want it to be revealed to me in this movie.
Spoiler alert: it's a myth.
Oh, okay.
No.
No.
So what else? Anything else fun happened in the movie theater?
No, I had a terrible time.
I feel like we talked about like the 20, like how they have a name for the series of commercials before
it's
your trailer.
It's different for which company theater you go to, but yeah, they all.
But
like AMC has, you've been watching the 20, where you've got it seem like the commercials are like these great featurettes that you wanted to see. You've been watching the 20, where we've shown you Adam Sandler's latest piece of crap. And you learn how to get ripped off by Sprint.
Oh, so then they go back and they like...
They recap the commercial.
They recap the commercial?
It's ridiculous.
For the latecomers.
Yeah, like, oh, hey, while you were out enjoying your life, you missed The 20.
I miss when it used to just be like the same three movie trivia questions on a loop.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
They don't
that
do movie trivia.
That was actually fun. And like it was quiet so you can talk. And like,
they play some shitty pop music usually, but now, no. It's, the 20 is 20 minutes of commercials before the other 20 minutes of commercials before the movie.
Yeah, and even like the trailers. Like, I used to look forward to trailers. Now it's like I forget what movie I'm going to see.
Yeah,
there's so
many.
There would be like three before. Now there's at least six.
They're so loud because I guess they just know that people are going to be on their phones and talking and stuff that they blast the movie. And it's so loud that I feel like I have to close my ears for some part. But with Gravity, because there's a, you know, you're in outer space and there is no noise, like there's a lot of silence,
music.
So you hear everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so annoying.
It just takes you out of the movie.
Takes you right out of the movie.
Did Jake feel the same way?
Oh my God, he wanted to kill them. I had to like calm him
down.
And
there was no room to like move somewhere else.
No, it was packed. And it was like the principal, like, why should we move? You fucking move.
Well, they're bigger. It probably would take them longer.
That's
and
true.
They'd have to, like, step on people's feet. It'd be a whole thing.
Yeah.
You guys are tiny.
I also,
right there.
I don't like that the space between your seat and the next row is so small. Because when that woman, like, shifted herself over to her seat, like, her big fat ass was, like,
right on
me.
You felt that heat.
No.
You felt a little quiver every time she farted.
I definitely would have changed my seat if that was the case.
Made the movie more real. You felt like you were in the debris field.
Yeah.
Getting hit with
or
stuff.
Like in the furnace of the jet engine.
No.
I said I don't want to know anything about
it. It's okay. It's not spoiling anything. It's going to just get you more excited to see it.
Okay.
Speaking of jet engines, you should play that clip of that lady freaking out on the plane.
Okay.
Because that's fantastic.
What is that all about?
A lady freaked out on a plane. The guy who's shooting the video explains most of it during the freak out.
Oh.
Yes.
But I feel like this woman is there's untapped talent there because she could be the next great metal vocalist.
Is this while she was in transit?
This was on a plane.
Well, like right before they land, this is happening.
Oh, well, what happened the rest of the time?
He explains. Don't you worry.
Okay.
All right.
Now, can you imagine being on a plane with a woman while you're... It's like probably like a six-hour flight or whatever.
I don't know about that.
Everyone looks so annoyed.
Yeah, because it's been going on for a while by the time the dude pulled out his camera.
She's been freaking out for the last 20 minutes. She started off by telling everyone to pray for her mother who just passed away. Then she went up and down the aisles telling everyone to pray for her mother. And then she's been like this for the last 15-20 minutes.
The God, you're my savior is the only thing she says, except for one other statement thrown in very subtly in the middle. Look for it, because it takes this from good to great.
God, you're my savior. I don't know if this guy next to her knows her or not. He's been trying to calm her down the whole time.
Don't fucking touch me. Because the guy sitting next to her tried to calm her down. God, you're my savior. Don't fucking touch me. This is like a metal song. This is.
Hold on, I want to do a little mashup. Can you let me do a little?
This is what I was hoping for.
Quick.
Can you post the link in the chat too for people?
Yeah, I'll post it right after I do this mashup. Hold on.
She's been freaking out for the last 20 minutes. She started off by telling everyone to pray for her mother. I don't know if this guy next to her knows.
God, you're my savior! God, you're my savior!
Woman's a superstar.
I will post the link. I want some mashups, brutal heavy metal mashups. The winner will get a free CD or something.
People don't want CDs anymore. Give them a shirt.
A shirt. All right, fine. I will give
Mark
you a free metal
from $10
injection
to zero.
Yep.
It's already.
I kept goofing around with people, I'm like, yeah, shirts are $10. We have a special deal, 2 for $20. Mm-hmm. That's a really good way of seeing if somebody's actually paying attention. Because sometimes they'll be like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then other times they'll be like, oh, okay, cool.
Maybe they were paying attention.
What?
I just didn't think it was clever.
No, I don't I don't think they picked up on the cleverness. I think it was very clever.
It's their fault.
Or maybe your joke was just too simple and not, like, meta enough for them, since they're all nerds.
What?
Yeah, you got to have something about Joss Whedon in there. We love that guy.
Do you love that guy?
Yeah.
Mm. Pab Rasbani, for the second time, asks, how much did Rob charge for stickers?
Stickers were free, which apparently is a shock to people at Comic-Con because everyone else was charging.
Charging for stickers?
Yeah, who does that?
People who have stickers that people want?
People wanted stickers.
Because they were free.
No, they didn't know they were free.
Mm. So you should have charged like 75 cents. Find the most annoying price to charge.
We'd have to deal with change.
So you'd get 75 cents.
Yeah.
And then every time they buy, you have change for the next three people right there.
Yeah. What if the first person didn't have change?
Then kick him the fuck out. Make him be the second person.
Or you could just run to the bank while you run to get sandwiches.
Mm. Call the Chinese takeout place and have them bring you some quarters.
That would be nice.
Give them a little bit of bigger tip. Or when you're tipping, you'd be like, here, I'll give you an extra $2, but you got to give me 8 quarters.
I'll just be like, here, have a metal injection shirt. You're
welcome. I thought you were going to say sticker, but a shirt's nicer.
Yeah.
You'd look at you generous all of a sudden.
Sure. You brought us food.
You brought Frank fucking fried rice. I'm not going to get over that. I need to know. No, can you text him and ask him why he got fried rice?
Sure.
Thank you. See, someone will do the legwork on this. I don't think I have his number in my phone anymore, so I can't.
Or do I?
No, I don't.
No.
I, after like 5 years of not using it, I was like, why is this in here? And then I deleted it.
Do you go through your contacts that often?
Oh, yeah.
The last time I texted Frank was on August 2nd. Okay? So like out of the blue, I just asked him, why did you get the fried rice?
This is awesome. I hope he replies like seriously.
Did you really text him?
Yeah.
Why not? What's the big deal?
I didn't.
It's not you. It's fine.
I'm
all right. It's me. I don't care.
It's nothing offensive to me. I just want to
Frank
know why.
Frank can't hate me.
Why you didn't get the white rice or the brown rice?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they have
brown.
All right,
but then go for the white rice. Maybe a lo mein instead.
He wrote, huh?
Rob, did you make this up? Are you fucking with us, Rob? Are you trying to pit us against
Frank? No, he definitely got the fried rice. I would never lie about a topic as serious as fried rice or white rice.
What did the Metal Sucks guys get from the Chinese
place? Everyone got fried rice.
No, but I mean just like,
yeah,
what,
like
was
what else did they order?
Ben got broccoli and garlic sauce.
Ooh, that's good. I like
no
that.
Meat?
No meat. I was like,
broccoli's tasty. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I like broccoli.
Ew.
I'm okay with that.
And
sometimes you don't want the meat from these places.
Axel got beef and broccoli.
Okay.
Which
what's with the broccoli?
Personally, I made a rule where I'm not going to get beef, or typically I don't want to get beef from just from places I don't really like super, like if the food's $5, like how good is the meat? But chicken I'm fine with, or shrimp. The shrimp is fine.
Shrimp is always good.
Yeah.
What about the boneless ribs?
I did not order the boneless
ribs. Why not? You disappointed everyone.
I just want to clarify. While I love this ribs meme, I don't have ribs that often.
You talk about it all the time. You're the one that started this fucking meme.
Hey, I love ribs.
All right.
But I gotta pace myself. I don't want to get tired of ribs.
But it's different. Chinese food ribs are completely different from ribs.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a boneless ribs every once in a while. It's just some pork with like barbecue sweet sauce.
And it's not even in a bag. It's unbagged.
Sometimes it comes in a bag, but usually it comes in like one of those
a
plastic
bag
containers.
Of boneless ribs.
Yeah, like you know when you get
like
regular
the paper
ribs,
bag, like the reheatable
the aluminum
paper bag.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm thinking more like plastic bags, like a sandwich bag.
No.
Is that what the one the pork chop sandwich?
No. It was a clear plastic bag. It wasn't even a Ziploc.
Was it like sealed? Like
no,
like
it was just tied at the top, like a knot.
Weird.
Like what? Like a loaf of bread would come
like,
in.
Like when you go to a fruit stand, like those type of bags.
No, not that. It's like a clear plastic bag.
Yes, we
most
understand
plastic
that.
Bags are clear.
Yeah.
No, at the grocery store, it's like you can't see it. It's white.
No, like when you go, like when you're like, oh, I want to grab some
fruit. Roll.
Yeah, like I want to put I want to put five peaches in a bag before I bring it up to the counter.
Yes, but the
it's a clear bag usually.
Yeah, they need to know what they're pricing.
Yeah, but if it's not. And then they put it in a white plastic bag so you can carry it.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Do you know the bag I'm talking about now?
It's been a while since Noah's been to the supermarket.
Well, the supermarkets here are hoity-toity, so like the bags are like,
you have
know,
a bag
grade
A
plastic. So it was a thicker consistency than the sandwich in the bag.
Whoa. Thicker consistency, eh?
Episode title.
I like it.
Don't put yourself in the position where you have to remember how to spell consistency. That's probably a bad idea. Asking for trouble.
Fair point. I was going to go with God, You're My Savior as the episode title. But
that'll mislead many people.
Bigger consistency, I think, is good.
I feel like more people will download it if you put God, You're My Savior.
Fine. Fine, Noah.
Can you spell Savior?
Yeah.
You're looking it up?
Would it be with, do we do it
it's
with
my
the
last
U?
Name with an S
Savior? Or no you?
No you.
Oh, wait, you? There's a you in there?
Only if you're European. Or Canadian, I guess.
Yeah. European.
You shut up.
I actually am.
Whoa, use the bathroom, Sid.
Nah.
All right, let's take a music break. Much like to recreate the vibes of Comic-Con, I'm just going to play Metallica in the music break. No, no, not at all. I basically don't need to listen to Metallica for a year. That was a burp. Let's kick it off with Spawn of Possession on the Metal Injection Livecast.
We'll be right back. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Rob is finally done eating that pipe of rib he ordered during the music break. So we now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Please excuse the mess.
Thanks. Thanks, Chuck.
It definitely took a while.
Yeah, sorry. I was cleaning my hands of the rib dust.
Dust?
The rib. Yeah.
Would
now,
you eat
that?
Rib dust?
Sure. The rub? That's what I meant.
But once it's cooked, it's
the rib
still
rub?
Dusty.
Rib rub? It's a little moist. You're right.
Thank you.
That's
rib
all Sid
dust.
Wanted to hear. You say that he's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through that music break. We kicked it off at Spawn of Possession. Bodyless Sleeper, a great track. Then we moved on to Revocation with Fract, followed by a little Rush, requested by whom, Noah?
Campion95, who exited the chat after he made
it. Jerk.
Motherfucker.
Rush with anime.
He also sent me a spam message on my Twitter.
What? Because
you know how like everyone's like sending messages, oh man, you have to see this, and then it's like a link that you can't see where it's
was
going
it
to.
Was it his dick pic?
I wasn't going to press the link.
Even if you knew it was a dick pic?
I don't know. I mean, I probably would because I'm curious.
Right.
But just
can't
to make fun of it.
There you go. The window is open. Jump right through.
Need a good laugh sometime.
Oh, Noah wants to laugh at your penis. Come on, Campion. You show her the dick pic and let her know it's not a laughing matter.
First of all, if he was born in 1995, how old
oh,
is
God,
he?
Oh, God. He was born in 1995? So what is he?
Well, Campion 95.
Yeah.
18? Maybe he was born on September 5th.
Maybe.
Happy belated. Either way, maybe he was born on September 5th, 95. Mind blown.
Whoa, 9595?
Never forget.
I don't know why I would forget that.
Because you don't care about him.
What?
You'd forget his birthday.
I love Campion.
When was the last time you told him happy birthday?
Well, I'll tell him now. Campion, happy birthday.
Happy belated.
Belated what?
He let him figure that out for himself.
Whatever he's celebrating.
Yeah.
Well, he did have to leave early, so maybe it's for his birthday party.
Preemptive. I don't know. That's
happy
what people
preemptive.
Say.
Yeah. Happy preemptive. That is the least sincere. Okay.
What?
Woo. Woo. That was a good laugh.
Have some Reese's Pieces.
Thanks, Sydney. Thanks for the good laugh.
You're welcome.
Sydney.
What's the phone number, Rob?
646-929-1357. I want to talk about this Glenn Danzig video. Somebody was shooting Glenn Danzig live, and Danzig was having none of it. So here's Danzig starting off the song. Actually, I'm going to fast forward a bit. And then he looks in the crowd. He sees someone shooting. He points the finger. No, no, no.
I'm with him. Enjoy the show.
Somebody punched that fucking asshole right there.
He asked him to punch?
Yeah, and then that's it. Camera's down.
Good.
Wait, so did the guy get punched?
No, security kicked him out.
Oh. Good.
Why? Because he was videotaping?
Yep.
Watch the show with your fucking eyes. You're there. You don't need to videotape. It's fine. Just experience it in real life.
I agree with you because the quality of the video is always just horrendous.
And like often do these people rewatch these shitty videos that they
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I never watch it.
I am all with you. I hate it when, like, the band comes on.
Says the guy who's constantly checking his Twitter feed at every show.
But at least his phone's down.
My phone is down. I'm not getting in other people's way.
You're in other people's way just because
yeah.
I stand in the back, which is why I'm so annoyed because I'm looking at the show through other people's phones. And it's like,
I don't like that either.
It's like, put it down. Let me watch the show. Now, here's what happened. Apparently, Danzig had signs all over the venue saying no videotaping allowed at all. It was super strict. He doesn't like...
Yeah.
He actually doesn't allow people to shoot photos of him even. I guess his soul would escape or something like that.
I wonder why. Is it because he doesn't want people to, like... notice how much he's aged?
Or how short he is.
Or how short he is.
Or profit off of his image. It could be like one of those things. And the guy apparently said he did not see any of those signs, and it was the first concert he'd ever been to.
What?
And he got ejected, and he got a video out of it. So I'm kind of with Danzig here. Yeah, totally. But he shouldn't have told the guy, like, everyone to punch the
out.
Guy.
Yeah, they shouldn't have. And they
it's just silly.
Said, don't just put your camera away. Look at the signs. I mean, how much did this guy pay for the ticket?
For like $40.
Yeah, exactly.
At least.
So that's not right.
So also taking photos during the show. I mean, okay, look, I've taken I want to take like a photo as like a memory.
I like,
of
yeah,
like,
exactly, because I forget what shows I go to.
Stop smoking so much drugs.
But then it's like some people are doing photo shoots from like 3 miles away from the stage where everyone is a fucking dot. It's like, what are you shooting? What? Why?
Yeah,
is this,
just
you got the shot.
Here's what I do. The first song the band comes on, I watch them. The second song is when I try to get my pictures, and then that's it. I just watch the rest of the set.
Sway Schmata in the chat, which is maybe my favorite username ever. I think he's been in the chat before, Sway Schmata. Also a bit of a tongue twister. Sway Schmata says, Rob should stand in front of people, so people will just record the back of Rob's hand.
I'm good with that.
It's good. That's good. Maybe
you should
shave.
Put your fucking camera down in the back of your head. So send a message. Or just fart at them.
I should totally start doing that when people start shooting video. Just walk in front of them and ruin
that
their
would
shot.
Be so awesome.
Completely.
But you need your hair back.
Yeah, my
grow
flowy
your hair.
Hair.
Back, yes. So I'm kind of friends with this girl who works on Sway's show at work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her name is Tracy.
Big tits?
Yes, she's like very, very gorgeous.
Any gossip about Sway? Is he a nice
Facebook
guy?
Photos?
You
Facebook friends with her?
No, because I haven't logged on to Facebook, but I follow her on Twitter.
So is Sway a nice guy or no comment?
She seems to like Sway from the tweets that she posts.
Well, what, she's going to publicly tweet that she hates her boss?
Oh, you don't get the inside scoop when she's off the Twitter?
I haven't really hung out with her outside of work yet.
Oh, okay.
I want to see a picture of her already. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Fucking tease.
So you have a friend who works with Sway. Is that the story, or is there more to it?
No, that's I'm just mentioning to you. So I'm going to try to go undercover.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Under the schmata.
Under the schmata.
Sway, for those of you who don't know, he's on MTV. He's like the MTV news guy.
That's
and he has a show. He has a show on Sirius in the morning. Sway in the morning.
Apparently, she was in Atlantic City over the weekend because Sway was also performing in Atlantic City, and then that made me wonder, like, what does he do at Atlantic City?
I'm gonna Google this. What does he perform? I guess maybe he's emceeing something.
I guess, but there was a billboard of him that she.
What?
Posted. I think it might be on her Instagram.
I'm waiting for this photo to load. So far, the first two I've looked at weren't super impressive. Like a less masculine Venus Williams so far.
No.
But one.
She's really beautiful in person. I kind of have a little bit of a girl crush on her.
Uh-oh. Rob, make it happen.
Oh, he's
I don't need Rob.
For Sway?
No, not for Sway, for Tracy.
Oh. Sway. You mid to late. Whatever. apparently, Sway was a rapper, so it was a rap show.
Can we please listen
to find some audio
rap?
Of...
Oh my god.
Hibbity hopping.
Hold on. I'm looking. 1 minute.
She's got a nice body. The face I'm not thrilled with. Look at that, Rob.
She's more beautiful in person. Some people are just not photogenic. Like, I don't think I'm photogenic.
Oh, I think I mean I could see how she's very attractive. I think these photos aren't like.
Yeah.
Then why is she posting ugly photos of herself?
I don't know. That's a question you should ask her.
No.
No, she's pretty. Like we are. Well, so she's not your type because you're racist. I get it.
Yeah. Who's this guy? She's looking at the sweater. All right.
So this is Sway and King
Looks
Tech.
Looks like Rob in her photo.
Which is his partner, the Anthem, featuring Eminem, Exhibit, and RZA.
What? Is that Fred Durst?
Oh, here's a picture of the billboard.
Calloway.
RZA. This is RZA.
No, where's Sway?
Yeah,
Well, so
by the way, on this billboard for Harrah's Resort, Sway is wearing his schmata.
Of course,
but
he always
even
does.
He can even take it off for the billboard picture.
He always wears it. Now this is Exhibit. Wow, he has like.
So it's basically every single rapper rapping except for
him.
Sway.
Yeah, where is
DJ?
He he's just passing the mic.
Yeah.
He's the mic passer.
He's holding the mic for everyone.
This isn't Shway.
Can we just call him Shway so we mix the schmata
in Shway? This is Shway. Shway wearing a schmata.
Can you look for a song where he doesn't collaborate with anyone?
That would KRS what?
It's been quite some time since KRS-One has been actually relevant. I think his last gasp of relevancy was boop boop. That's the sound of the police.
Which was so
30. That was what, like the mid 90s, early
90s. Yeah,
was that late 80s even probably?
No, I think it was early 90s.
They used to play that at like dances in
fucking right
high,
they did
junior high school.
It's the jam. All the white kids.
I can't find anything.
Pretending
maybe
they knew what the sound of the police was.
It's the sound of the beast, right?
Maybe that's someone right took a phone video of Sway at Harrah's. Can you look for that?
Oh, God.
And post it on YouTube?
You repost someone else's post of Sway live.
Hold on. I found a title of an album. Maybe I could.
He has
an
album?
He has three releases.
Eddie Trunk.
But what's funny is, like, you know how in Wikipedia the releases usually lead to a link about that release? None such thing for Sway.
Because somebody actually would have to buy it to post that information.
And none of it is on the internet. Nobody.
No, he's on
the
internet.
So Danzig should take a lesson from Sway about keeping his stuff off the
web. Yeah, Sway is really hard about, like, leaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing gets through that schmata. It's waterproof. No schmata leaks.
I really wonder what's underneath. Because it's a big
so
one.
Dreadlocks.
You think he has long dreads?
Or do you think he's bald and this is just his way of hiding it?
Yeah, it's probably just cotton or something.
Yeah. He keeps a pork chop sandwich in a bag under his hat. That's what it is.
Just a bunch of sandwich bags.
He probably is bald. You're right. That's probably why.
No, but like
he has the hat on all the time.
There's definitely like something inside, though.
Yeah,
because
look
hard.
Here, there's dreads.
Oh, he does have dreads.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? He has hair.
Yeah, he has hair, but it might have a receding hairline.
That's
like
sad with the dreads and the receding hairline.
Yeah.
Only a handful of
I hair. Think that's why Vinnie Paul always wears either a hat or a bandana because he's probably super bald.
That's what
I think guys who just like want to hide it, like they're just bringing more attention to it. Like,
I agree. Just embrace it.
Yeah, just like
what
who
are
cares?
You talking about? How
like Sway.
You? What about me?
What are you hiding? But why do you wear hats? What's wrong? What's so wrong about it?
I just don't like it.
Sid told me a really funny story about it.
Did the wind blew? Yeah. I've been wearing hats every day of my life since high school.
Now, is high school when you noticed your hair started receding? Is
yeah,
that
and I also, it was, I think I started wearing hats like a year or two before I noticed the hair.
Do you think maybe wearing hats all the time is what accelerated your...
Both my grandfathers and my father are bald. So
there was no stopping it.
It didn't matter. And I've never had it where the wind has blown my hat off in my life. Until this week, I'm walking down 6th Avenue and the wind kicks up, blows my hat right underneath the parked car where I could not get it. And I just lost that hat. Bye-bye, Nets hat.
Now, 6th Avenue by where Sid works is a very crowded street.
Yeah, but cars don't park there. But first, there was one car parked on the fucking block and it just happened to be by me when the wind blew my hat.
I can't believe
the odds of this.
The wind somehow blew your hat across. And, like, underneath a car.
Yeah.
Like, how did it get underneath
it? It knocked off my head. It hit the ground and then blew down
and rolled it
a few feet under that car. Under that fucking SUV. And that's it.
It was an SUV.
Fuck the SUV!
Right, thank you. That was a good one. Like, you really meant it.
Passion behind it.
I did. I don't like my friends losing their hats. Right?
And then I was wondering, like, if Sid had to take the subway and, like, the rest of his journey home with no hat.
Were you covering your head up?
No, I had my hoodie.
So you put your hoodie on the whole ride?
Well, I went to see Gravity first with my hoodie on.
You were watching the movie with your hoodie on?
Was your wife like, why?
Because I have shame.
But what? Who cares?
I care.
But
and,
like,
and also, like, after a day of wearing my hat, my hair is all, like, greasy and matted, and it just would have looked weird anyway.
But you're in a theater. Like, who's looking at you?
I know. It's for me.
But why do you care so? Like,
I just do. I don't know. It's
I,
like,
You have a really gorgeous wife. You're like, married. You don't, you know, like, you don't
that
need
is, why is that the only thing that you care
about?
I
don't know.
Like, appearance-wise. Like,
know.
You don't care
it just
what you look
I'm
like otherwise.
I'm used to it. It's just my thing.
It's the one thing you allow yourself to care about.
Yeah, because all
Sid's
I have to do
hat.
Is put a hat on.
Sid's hat is an extension of himself.
I feel like that's a pretty intricate, like, just to wear the hoodie and, like,
well, I didn't
just,
know that I would need the hoodie.
Right, no, but deciding that you will wear the hoodie the entire time.
That
now.
Wasn't it, just that happened.
He's,
in the
is
theater?
It subconsciously, do you think that subconsciously your body tells you to put on a hoodie as, like, a backup?
You never got, like,
no,
hot?
I
guess there was AC in
yeah,
the theater,
AC.
But still. Did your wife ever, was she ever like, put the hoodie down, relax?
She didn't tell me to. She said it was an option. I'm like, I know, but I'm keeping it on.
Okay.
She aww. Understands. She knows what I'm about.
Oh, she doesn't like the baldness
she knows
either?
My, no, she doesn't care about it, but she knows I do.
Have you ever shaved your entire head bald?
Yeah, all the time he does it.
Yeah. Oh, so what's the big deal?
But it's not that now.
Oh, so that's why you don't want to wear it?
No, no, but I just wear hats for him. Because I wear them.
Yeah, like he'll still wear it if it's bald.
And it's also like a thing now where I've done it for so long, I feel like if I all of a sudden
it'll be
stop,
weird.
People
yeah.
would be like bringing it up to me like, oh, I've never seen you without a hat before.
Yeah.
It's
and
true.
It's the whole so now I just have to keep going with
that
it.
That I understand completely because I feel like even when we've lived together,
yeah.
when
yeah,
you
when
wouldn't,
home.
Yeah, like, but when you wouldn't be wearing a hat, I'd be like, "Well, something's weird about Sid." Oh yeah, he's not
you
wearing.
You saw
a hat.
Me more often without the hat at that point than with.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear it indoors.
I think I've seen you without a hat like twice, and you just look.
If
very
If you come
different.
Over to my place, I'm not wearing a hat usually, depending on how many people are there.
Mm.
If it's like a party, I'll probably wear a hat.
That's why I don't,
you
don't want to be judged.
There's only like a maximum amount of people who can see Sid without.
So you don't
want
to be. You think people will think less of you because you're bald?
I don't think it's anything like. I don't even know what it is. I've never really delved that deep. It's just it looks crappy. So
let's delve.
Put a hat on
let's
it.
Delve.
I just put a hat
we have some time here to delve. Let's get to the lines. They're blowing
excuse
up.
Me.
And also,
wait.
I sweat a lot, and my head gets really like wet and sweaty.
Sway's Schmata asks, did Sid have a hat on the whole time during his wedding? And the answer is yes.
Yep.
A very nice hat.
Yeah. A little Orthodox Jewish paperboy hat.
A cap.
That's what I
a
call
kippa.
It. A kippah. There's an actual name for it, but I don't remember what it is.
What?
Let's see.
Please, kind of hat that I wore.
Super Nintendo Charmers is starting a Sid Nets hat relief fund.
No, I have a hat now. I have my Met hat. But I'll get a Net hat during the season. It's fine. I always have a backup. Just it wasn't on me at the time. I don't carry it with me.
Right.
Do you carry a beanie in your back pocket?
A beanie? No.
Just in case.
No.
Because you can roll that
you
up.
Yeah, like because of your old
that
nickname.
That would have been even worse than that.
Your old nickname, Skullcap Sid.
Oh, God. Yeah, right. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
All right. Let's get to the lines. We got perhaps some bald people on the line. Oh. We don't know. The number to dial, 646-929-1357. 814, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hey, guys. It's Matt from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Matt from Pennsylvania.
Would it be possible to do a quick trash it?
We're talking about Sid here and his hair.
Don't you have questions for Sid about his head?
About his head?
It is.
All right, we'll get back to you. We'll see if we'll do it in a minute. Hold on. Let's
figure out which
other
Pennsylvania you're from.
Yeah. 832, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's your name? Where are you from?
How's it going, man? My name is Jesse. I'm calling from Houston.
What's up, Jesse?
Not much, man. Just enjoying the comedy on the airwaves.
Oh, well, thank you for calling it comedy. That's very gracious of you.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. It's better than the local radio we get here.
Cool. So are you just listening on the phone? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Well,
yeah, I guess. And also, local radio stations won't let you call and just hold and listen. But we would.
You'd go to the lobby and sit there.
Do you have any advice for Sid and his baldness?
Be less
bald. Just let it be free, man. Don't be ashamed, brother.
Exactly.
Do you have a full?
So used to it.
Do you have a full head of hair, or are you also amongst the tribe?
Oh no, I'm definitely not a balding person, but I don't judge.
Thank you.
Do you
that's kind of you.
Now let me ask you, do you think bald
people, shouldn't be put in camps?
Should bald people be allowed to marry? Not necessarily other bald people, but...
They should be allowed to marry, but not procreate.
There's a way to
we need
baldness.
To start evolution to get away from male hereditary baldness. Yeah. We need to get away from that. So
female hereditary baldness is okay.
That's fine. That's fine. That's always the worst.
That's really that makes me feel really sad.
Yeah.
There's a lady on my train all the time that has very thin hair and it's
more like patchy hair. That's
like an alien.
Yeah.
Like I assume she's retarded even though she isn't just because.
Oh.
It's like if anyone should put something on their head if they've got hair like that, it's women.
Yeah.
Because it just looks, I don't know, it looks creepy.
Yeah.
Put a,
well, maybe they're,
so many
they're just afraid that their wig might blow off on
not even
avenue.
A wig, like a rag. They could have a schmata.
A rag? Really?
Yeah.
What woman do you know looks good in a rag?
Aunt Jemima. She looks great with that rag on her head.
I haven't seen Aunt Jemima. I don't remember her wearing
a
she
wear
has
a rag
on her head.
Work,
she's
though.
Not just flowing the hair.
That
you can wear it on the commute to work.
What do you mean? Of course you have to wear the rag so that your hair doesn't fall into the syrup. That's unsanitary.
Maybe that's the secret ingredient.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Very grainy pancakes. What is this? I like it, though.
All right. Thanks for your call, man. Let's go back to this quick thrash it or trash it. Are you there? 814, I forgot your name.
Yeah, Matt.
Matt. So is this a good band?
Nylithia.
Is that a good band? We're trying to screen you first.
Also, good luck having Rob spell that properly to find
out. Yeah, you're going to have to spell it out. Or post the link in the chat if you're in the chat.
Nylithia.
Nylithia. That's actually not so bad. So I guess I'll go to their official website. They have a
I think it's on their Bandcamp too.
Okay, I'll look them up on Bandcamp.
What made you call in and ask us to listen to them?
They're probably the only band I've really heard that I cannot believe they're unsigned and that more people don't know about them. They blew my mind and
So you just want to share?
They're from Vancouver.
Yeah. I want to spread the word. I want to spread the word.
Is there a particular release that you enjoy from them? They have a few here, it seems.
I would say if you could find the song Trainsaw.
Okay. This is like a thrash band?
Yeah. They call themselves like hyper thrash or whatever.
Oh, they're hyper thrash.
You see my hyper eye roll.
All right, let's check this out. So far.
When are they going to play something different?
It's a little higher now, see that?
Okay, what are we? I'll go first. It doesn't offend me.
Mm-hmm.
It's harmless. I like the vocals, actually. But it's nothing, like, out of the ordinary. It's a very, very, like, a 51% thrash.
Would you go with Matt to see this band if
I wouldn't, played? Look, I wouldn't go to see them, but this is one of those cases where... I wouldn't mind, which is funny.
If you ever got anywhere early,
what's funny is like I went to a show yesterday I went to see Rivers of Nile and Beneath the Massacre. And it was like one of those small shows where there were like a million local bands.
Yeah.
And
Bruno was like having a seizure over there.
No, he's just having dreams.
Dreaming.
Shaking
so
and
cute.
Throbbing
right.
And pulsing.
Robin's trying to make a point.
Anyway, so I went and I walked. I came there early and there was a band and
oh,
I was
Rob
like.
Rob came early. Yet again.
No! I was just hanging out and I was like, you know, kind of headbanging while I was talking to Axel and Frank and everyone. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I give this band a mild thrash because they're, like, I realize they're exactly what I talk about on the show when it's like, oh, if I'm at a show and there's a band that I'm forced to listen to, I wouldn't necessarily mind listening to this.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about this. I'm like, if this band opened that show, I'd be like, oh, great. This is bearable. But yeah.
So what's that?
That's a thrash. Ding!
Oh, yeah, there's no Darren to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so each one of us has to make our own sound effect.
There's no ties in this one. It sounds to me like all the microphones and amps used in the recording of this were covered in a few layers of paper towel. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it all sounds like drowned out and very distant.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
Which kills it for me, so I'm going to trash it. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
I agree with Sid that it sounds like they recorded this in the bag.
Without the pork chop, goddammit.
I also want to say that I like the vocals. I like the style of vocals. But I also don't think that if you play fast, it sounds good. And that's what it sounds like these guys are going for.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. If I was in a venue with Rob, I would probably... like watch the stage and not listen to what Rob is saying.
You would take his titties and put them over your ears so you would not have to hear this. And Rob would think, oh, no one wants to hug me. This is nice.
I would just muffle my
finally
face.
No one could touch my titties.
Yeah.
I would just muffle my face in Rob's titties.
Yeah.
Instead of...
You'd motorboat him for the duration of the set.
Oh, with my face, yes.
Wow, I've never been on the giving end of a motorboat.
You need to find someone tall enough for you to motorboat. For your head, eye level.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, my God.
That's the dream.
That's a
like,
tall person I know.
That's the pinnacle of tall.
So wait, did you thrash it or trash it?
I'm going to, unfortunately, Matt, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to trash it.
Oh. So 1-2. But hey, you got the band some exposure.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that you called in and forced us to do this.
Nyrithia.
I want them to tour for once outside of their own native area of Canada.
Yeah, you're giving them some exposure.
Oh,
now,
are they Canadian?
They're from Vancouver, yeah.
I think I don't think they've ever even been able to, because they record one song at a time, that's literally all they can afford.
How did you hear about them?
Actually, it was Metal Sucks.
Oh.
Cool.
Because I know Axel, like, I think I assume, I could be wrong, he feels the same way about me, where he, like, you know, essentially, he's just mad, he jizzes everywhere. You know?
He what?
He jizzes everywhere?
He's just mad, he's like, yeah, essentially.
What?
I still don't know what that means.
You're like, we've entered the
you're
twilight
like,
zone.
You're like trailing off when you feel a little uncomfortable with what you're talking about. Yeah. That's what I heard.
It's a good technique.
But, okay, well, all right, we're going to have to go with that. Thanks, Matt. We have another caller. The number to dial, 646-929-1357. 507! You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
That'll be your area code.
Hi there. So you're talking about Sid's bald head?
Yes.
Because I actually called in a couple months ago, and I was the guy that called him a shaved head sex waiter.
The shaved head what?
Sex waiter.
Oh, I don't.
Do you remember this? Then?
Vaguely, I don't know. What was the context?
Yeah.
And then I made a bunch of lame car jokes.
That I remember. You like you gave us your like stand up routine and it was mostly about cars for some reason.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
I
just want to know what I have two questions.
Are you doing
I want to know what
comedy routine?
What kind of car does Sid drive?
Oh,
don't have a car.
Subway.
You don't have a car.
Correct.
Oh,
in New York, you don't need one.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, so then my question is, do you prefer Hamantash or latkes?
I'm not really a fan of either one.
What's Hamantash again?
You don't like latkes?
Mm. What is it again?
A Hamantaschen is that thing that you eat during Purim. It's like a triangle cookie.
Yeah.
It has
I guess if I have to pick one of them.
Oh, those are so good.
If I have to pick one, I'd pick latkes.
I love the Hamantaschen, the chocolate Hamantaschen.
I don't like the fruit ones.
The
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, thank you for eating Reese's. Mm. Your outfit matches the Reese's Pieces back then, by the way.
It was kismet.
Yeah. What were we saying? I can't focus.
You hate the jelly Hamantaschen.
Yeah,
I don't mind that. But I like latkes as well. I love latkes.
I love latkes.
A potato pancake for you non-Jews. What do you prefer?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't say I'm Jewish enough to judge.
I don't like it.
I can't say I'm not Jewish enough to judge. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Have you had either a potato pancake or a Hamantaschen?
Yeah.
You've had both.
I don't live in New York either, so.
Where do you live?
St.
Paul. But what does it matter? You've tried both. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the sweet or the savory?
Well, he probably tried like supermarket brand, not bakery.
I've been dying for babka, you guys. Some chocolate babka.
I had some pound cake the other day. It was nice.
This is now the Jewish dessert hour of the live cast. Some arugula.
No,
I don't really like arugula
too much. I love the arugula.
I like halva. Halva is more Greek, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I always thought it was a Jewish
thing. I guess it's just like a Middle East type of all that dry area by the Black the by
where,
the Black
where the rib
Sea.
Dust comes from.
Where the rib dust. Rib dust.
Got a one-track mind today.
A rib dust. All right, well, thanks.
So why did you call us?
Anything about
Sid?
No, that was it.
So I was trying to ask, are you doing research for your next comedy routine?
Maybe I am. Maybe next time I'll have something to say when I call and not just ask you about Jewish desserts.
Great. Work on that. Thanks for calling. By the way, once again, 646-929-1357 Sway Schmata in the chat. Very hard on the guy. Sway Schmata, why don't you call in and give us a good
call. Yeah, we want to talk to Sway Schmata.
646-929-1357. I kept seeing Cousin Brucey in the studio this week walking by, and I feel like if I walked out, I probably could have gotten a photo with him.
He's really nice.
Oh, he is? I wasn't sure.
Well, he'd be nice to you, of course.
No,
he'd be as nice to Rob.
He's a radio professional, so he's been doing this for 50 years.
Pervert.
You should also have the voice recorder on just in case he calls you Rob a baby.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't know your name to call you anything.
Hey, I'm Robba. And then he goes, oh, Robba baby. We passed each other in the bathroom not too long ago. He washed his hands.
A little sword fight.
Unlike Weird Al.
A little impromptu sword fight.
No sword fight.
Ew.
You said they passed each other. I don't know what condition they were in when this passed took
Cousin
place.
Cousin Brucey was passed out, and Rob was resuscitating
you
him.
You over him. To spread your legs. Stand over
him. I gave him a golden shower. You know, no big deal.
A little wake-up call.
Yeah. Brucey, you're back on the air in 5.
It's like bronzer. He rubs it in.
Gives him that golden voice. Golden glow.
Keep those pipes lubricated. Some Robba piss.
Yeah.
They also say that drinking warm liquid is good for your vocal cords. So.
Yeah.
See, you can help them in so many ways.
Rob didn't have a radio job until after he tasted his own cum. So clearly it works.
Oh, I have a great. Speaking of that, Katy Perry was at a Sirius XM.
Yeah, we understand.
The satellite radio company. Of offices at Rockefeller Center, which is here in New York.
It's a couple blocks from Rockefeller Center. I'm in Rockefeller Center.
A block from?
It's across from Radio City.
Yeah.
No, it's two blocks between 50th and 51st.
Yeah.
Where I am.
Okay.
Oh,
you're on
48.
We're by 30 Rock.
We're between 48th and 49th.
Yeah. I'm going to give you 48th because that's the side where the Chipotle is.
But
there's
an entrance on
48th. I'm giving you the
anyway, so Katy Perry was there, which was hilarious. Well, it wasn't hilarious. It was inconvenient. But what was hilarious was...
Her tits blocked everybody's path.
Damn it, Katy. I wanted to get a photo with her, but...
Speaking of motorboat.
I was too... Yeah, like the publicist or whoever was like too much
who
of
are
a
you?
Cunt.
Yeah.
And so then I just did that creepy over-the-shoulder shot, which actually worked out way better, I thought, than an actual photo with Katy Perry. Why would I want that?
Wait, they didn't let you stand there and take a picture?
It was like they had a line of people who were like
subscribers,
and then like I was kind of at the end of it, and they were like, "All right, that was all the subscribers, right? All right, let's wrap this up. We got to get her."
She had to rehearse for SNL.
I don't know.
Her lifeless performances on SNL.
Oh, that's why I didn't understand like why they usually do it in the morning, right when they have the big town hall, which is what it's called. But they had it at night with her, which is very rare. There's nothing ever going on when I'm in studio, so
except for like those Area 51 parties or whatever. Electric Area 51.
Oh, like a DJ comes in and spins.
Sid, it's the strangest thing because it's just people in this big glass studio that we call the fishbowl dancing and like, you know, watching this guy spin. But the lobby around it is quiet. So you just see people in the glass.
You need to get some video of this. Do you ever like want to walk in there, fart, and then close the door and leave?
All the time.
Trap him in there with your gas. That's what I would do.
Anyway, so I texted Frank, like, oh, yeah, whatever, I'm held up, because, you know, Katy Perry's here, and she's done everything up. And he's like, who? And then I'm like,
come on.
Katy Perry, she's a pop singer. Because Frank notoriously refuses to check in with pop culture. And
I don't blame him.
It's not like he works in the media.
And then he's like, oh, I just Googled her, and I think I'm in love.
Oh, there you go, see?
So
he knows what's up.
Then I texted him a photo of the animated GIF of Katy Perry when she was on SNL last time, where she wore that revealing Elmo shirt and like she was bouncing around in it, and like her tatas were just up and down, up and down. So I found a looping GIF that I sent to Frank. He didn't check the text message until the next day at Comic-Con when I was with him, and he sent that to me, and he clicked the link, and he's like, wow. I just got that link that you sent me. What is this from? And then I said, like, this is amazing.
It's like, what's Saturday Night Live? And then you have to have a whole other set of links.
Yeah, it happens all the time. But anyway, so then he's like, yeah, this is mesmerizing. And he's staring at it. And I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. Frank is staring at this GIF. And then I turn around and I'm like doing something else. And then what feels like... I'm not exaggerating here. Like 5 minutes passed. And then I look back and Frank is in the exact same position looking at that animated GIF.
See, celebrities, they are just like us.
Of Katy Perry.
I'm calling Frank a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
What?
I don't know. You're it's like, Frank doing a human thing, not a superhuman thing. So it's I never hear about that.
Frank likes the titter.
I thought he was above that kind of behavior,
above
but
the titty,
like,
he might
no,
feel.
No, or internet memes.
I might not.
He's a titty hound.
He
like
might not wanted that. That it might ruin his image. But
the eating fried rice isn't ruining his image. Come on, that's way worse for his image.
Fried
crazy. What did you say? Crab legs?
I said fried lice.
Oh, that's bad too. Or crab legs. He wouldn't eat crab legs. Text him right now and ask him why he ate crab legs.
Frank doesn't eat fish either, right?
No, he's like basically vegan at this point.
So
he's vegan vegetarian. Like, you know, he'll eat cheese sometimes.
Is he freegan?
And eggs.
I don't know what's freegan.
You don't know what freegan is? You live in this neighborhood, you
what's
don't know what freegan is?
No.
It's people freegan? That aren't only vegan, but they like forage for their food or like dumpster dive, so they don't actually pay for
Oh, because it's
their
free.
Food.
All right, got
free
it.
Free vegan.
That's disgusting.
Get some lettuce out of a garbage can.
My eyes rolled so far to the back of my head that my brain hurt.
Like Bushwick.
It's like a thing?
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Google it.
People dumpster dive for like... No, but hold on, though. How do they know? What if the food touched meat? How would they know?
It's not like being kosher.
Oh, wait. So they're actually vegans? I thought it's just people that...
Oh, is it any food?
No, I think it's vegans who only get their food for free. Either dumpster diving.
Oh, my God. There's freegan.info.
Oh, yeah.
Freegans are people who employ alternative strategies for living based on limited...
And trust funds. Based on trust funds.
Based on limited participation in the conventional economy and minimal consumption of resources.
Yeah, we'll let mom and dad participate in the economy for us.
Freegans embrace community, generosity, social concern, freedom, cooperation, and sharing in opposition to a society based on materialism, moral apathy, competition, conformity, and greed. After years of trying to boycott products from unethical corporations responsible for human rights violations, environmental destruction, and animal abuse, many of us found that no matter what we bought, we ended up supporting something deplorable. We came to realize that the problem isn't just a few bad corporations, but the entire system itself. Freeganism is a total boycott of an economic system where the profit motive has eclipsed ethical considerations and where massively complex systems of production ensure that all the products we buy will have detrimental impacts, most of which we may never even consider. Shut up!
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
This sounds like that is the type of thought I feel like I have sometimes when I'm like on a mushroom trip and all I do is overanalyze the thought that I had before that. Like, well, why is this bad? Well, why is that bad? And then you have this like, oh, well, you know, buying from this corporation is bad because, you know, you're supporting the man. Buying from every corporation is bad because I shouldn't. And then you just come to a ridiculously absurd conclusion, which later on you're like, oh, that's silly.
Yeah.
That's freeganism.
Yeah, except they follow through.
They follow through. I guess they must have really good shrooms.
Or really supportive parents.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yes.
Well, I learned something today with
what
this whole freegan.
Oh.
What freegans are.
We should have
a free. Oh, they have media inquiries? I guess we can get someone from there.
I'm sure there's plenty of bands that you cover that are freegan. I bet if you looked into it, you'd
be
surprised.
Isn't the guy from Decrepit Birth a freegan?
Oh, well, he's like willingly homeless. I don't know if he's a freegan.
What? Same thing?
He lives in like the woods.
Where?
In L.A. or something.
In the woods in L.A. he lives.
Not in L.A., but like, oh, no, like in the Bay Area.
Well, most people in the
Somewhere
Bay
in
Area
the mountains.
Are homeless.
Somewhere in the mountains, yeah.
That's awesome. So
or
where,
like
where
with,
do they
with,
rehearse?
With. Well, like the other people live.
And it's just they're one.
Yeah, or like he's on the road, like he tours when he tours, I'm sure like
he's probably just constantly touring.
Where does he keep his instruments and shit?
He's a vocalist.
Like, bury them in a fucking field?
He has no, he has like a bag, I'm sure, to his
name.
Doesn't
have a family, wife and kids.
No wife and
Tim
kids.
Tim Lambis has killed them, so he didn't live outside.
He hired somebody.
Yeah. He would have hired this guy, but a guy doesn't have a phone. Can never meet up with him. He's always in a different tree. Takes too long. Decrepit Birth. Come on. Is he the only singer they've ever had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're good. I really
like
Decrepit Birth. Yeah.
Let's see what living in the woods sounds like. Let's
All
close
right.
with living in the woods.
I mean, it's like kind of death metal-y, so you might not like it.
It's all the same garbage to me. It means nothing.
All right. Here it is.
So far, it's just like video game music. Do you think he lives in the woods so he could be closer to bears so he could imitate their vocal patterns? Because that would make... I'd respect that.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Have you ever asked him that? Have you
Never,
ever
no.
This?
I have
Next
interviewed
time.
Him.
Well, set up an interview then. What do they have going on?
They're kind of, they're not really touring right
next
now.
Next time you're on the West Coast for the Golden Gods, look up what field he's staying in and go pay.
Or just wear a bear suit. Maybe he'll come and find you.
Do I even have to wear a
yeah,
suit?
Yeah, just take your
to
shirt
To show
off.
Up. Yeah.
Well, you don't have bear ears.
What are bear ears? What does that mean?
No, no, what? Fuzzy animal ears. You have human ears.
He could comb his hair down over his ears.
Yeah. Oh, another highlight was seeing Jerry Only in person, Jerry Only of the Misfits, who's balding.
Oh.
And who has
no
the,
hat for Jerry
the
Only.
Best,
oh, yeah.
No hat, but he has the best comb over because, you know, he has the devil lock.
Oh, God.
So it's basically a comb over from the back of his head. He goes, it's like he has a skullet, and then he takes the long part of the skullet and flips it forward to create the devil lock, and it looks amazing. It looks like from
What do you think he looks like when he's out of costume and he's just like
A fucking Queens douchebag. Like, hey, and he totally sounds like that,
Jersey.
Too. Because Jersey. You're right. He came over to our booth because Frankie Bello was doing a signing, and he wanted to say hello to Frankie. Like, hey,
do you have to wait on the line?
And he goes, huh?
Do you have to wait on the line or did he cut it?
He showed up before Frank got there, and he goes like, hey, Frankie, yeah. Oh, he's all, why is he late? He's all the way off because he just has to hop on a train, and he's here. What's he get him so long? Anyway,
McCafe.
And he goes, anyway, I'm going to write him a note. You give this note to Frank. You said I say hello. And then I stopped, and I'm like, when was the last time anyone gave me a note to give to somebody else?
He was old school.
Did he, like, create an origami figuring out of
it? Was Vampiro with him?
That'd be so cool.
You should have given him a note for Vampiro.
God damn it! Vampiro! Vampiro!
That would have been the note.
That's just Vampiro 3 times. And then the note was like his new phone number or something.
Did you write it down?
I should have written it down. Now that I say it.
Every week we could Craig call Jerry Only just screaming, Vampiro! And then hang up. Oh, God damn it. That would be so good.
But then Frank Bello got the, we gave him the note.
Yeah, Frank Bello's number. We could call him and scream Vampiro. It doesn't matter who it is.
No. But then he's like, oh, I just talked to him like a few weeks ago. He changed his number again. This guy changes his number like every few weeks.
Breaking news, Frankie Bello shit talks Jerry Only.
Why is Jerry Only changing his phone number?
Because he finds out that some other guy named Jerry has the same first 3 digits, and he's like, no, this is only for this Jerry.
He's not the only Jerry.
Yeah.
They're on his trail all the time.
All right. Well.
There could be only one.
Vampiro! All right, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I need to go to bed.
What?
Well, like, lay down at least.
Rob overexerted himself today.
Yeah, with the vampire.
Sitting at the Comic-Con booth.
Yeah.
I was standing a lot of the time.
Well, okay. Hand shirts to people, no. Come on.
And bend over to get them.
That's a drop.
That's Apple.
Damn it.
Hope you're still listening, Spanky.
All right. Well, thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you to everyone who came to the New York Comic Con and visited us and then decided to listen to the show.
Yeah. Thanks for leaving early with Rob to listen to the show.
Thank you to everyone else at the Metal Sucks, Metal Injection, Vertebrae 33 Comic Con booth for packing everything up and setting everything up for me.
And to that Chinese food place that would deliver your
meal. They must make so much money off, like, people who exhibit at the convention.
It was smart for them to send a guy to put a brochure on everyone's table.
Yeah. Good marketing.
Yeah.
All right. And, we'll be back next week. Oh, and we have Brendan Small of Metalocalypse and Deathblock. He's going to be calling in next week.
Woo-hoo.
He's going to be taking your questions and answers. Well, giving answers for your questions. So it'll be really exciting. That's a definite happening in the first hour. Watch now. It's not going to happen because I jinxed it. But pretty sure it's confirmed. All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ten seconds.